The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you're rich, like all of a sudden you have become a billionaire, like that guy that won the Powerball last week for $1.75 billion.
Big, big money.
What do you dream about? I think for like the average person, I know myself included, you know, you dream of winning the lottery, or even in my case, you just dream of having so much money that you don't have to worry about bills anymore, paying your mortgage. How are the kids going to go to college? How are we going to do all this? You know,
right. The stress is gone at that point. You can start thinking about the things that you really want to do.
Right.
Find a new interest.
So what are your dreams? What are your dreams if you are rich? What do you think, Raven?
I think I want to travel, number one. I mean, I think that's popular for everybody, but I want to also be able to gamble whenever I feel like gambling. Travel the world, go to big poker tournaments.
But that is what you can do that because you're rich.
No, I'm not rich. I mean, if I was rich, that's what I would be doing at that point. That would be what I would be dreaming about while I wasn't doing it. Or going to Mars. I want the first swimming pool on Mars.
See, that's a dream. And I think you think about all these, like, these thrill seekers.
Yeah.
I hate to even bring it up, but, like, the Titanic, the people that want to go down to the Titanic and all
those. I mean, the Titan submersible?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Those were people's dreams because they were rich and they could afford to do things like that.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, exploration, the adventurer spirit is still out there amongst human beings.
Yeah, I feel like if I was super rich, I would dream of, I don't know, I think I would do, like, the charity things, like, things that I can do to actually make a difference in the world that people would remember me when I'm gone.
You just called me on that you could do that, so it's not a dream. Mm. You have to dream something lofty.
I don't know, if you were super rich, you won the Powerball, and now you can no longer dream of being rich because you were, what would it be that thing that you dream about? 1-800-330-9999. Stacey?
Being alone and no one needing me.
How many kids do you have, Stacey?
Three. I have three kids.
I knew it.
It's understandable, too, though. Just get me away from a little bit for a
minute. Someone always needs something. I can never get any time to myself.
Mm-hmm. When you imagine your rest time, does it involve, like, doing things or at the spa or whatever, or does it just involve silence?
A lot of silence, but, you know, silence on a beach somewhere would be amazing.
That's the one thing money can't buy you, time and peace and quiet.
Well, not unless you're not going to need any more of it. Right? If you don't need any more of it, it can buy you that, right? But sooner or later, you're probably going to need more of it to pay for that to continue.
Derek, if you're rich, what do you dream about?
My helicopter, going anywhere I want, whenever I want, not having to ask permission, just anytime, anywhere.
We need a DNA test, Anna. This may be my brother. Anna will tell you I've been talking about my helicopter since the day she met me.
I think maybe if you are rich, you don't want rules, right? So I could see that you don't want to have to check with air traffic control. You can go wherever you want, whenever you want. You don't got to tell anybody. It's like the next level.
Take off, land, anytime, any place.
You want a Black Hawk luxury helicopter, right? Laser beams on it.
There you go.
Blue Thunder, Airwolf, but also a nice stereo system and a leather sofa.
Tinted windows.
Oh.
Nobody can see I'm in there.
Yes!
You're already rich. You could buy one of those.
I want this helicopter. Come on.
1-800-330-9999. If you're already rich, what do you think that you dream about? And actually, I have one friend who's pretty rich. I'm going to check in with her too and see what she says. If you're rich, what do you dream about? I was thinking about this because, you know, that guy last week that won the Powerball for $1.7 billion, one ticket. They know who it is, and they said it was always his dream. He played religiously, and that it was his dream to win. Well, now you won, so now what do you dream about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everybody's dream to win $1.7 billion, right? But for me, I think I would want to disappear. Like, I've always had this dream of, like, you win big, something like that, and then you just mysteriously disappear. You reemerge at some point.
Yeah.
But you can be changed or in a different place or whatever. It's like when Zuckerberg, like, you all knew who he was, and then he reemerged and he had muscles. Like, he just, you know, like, there's some mystery to what's going on. I tell my friends, if I win the Powerball, just be listening for the helicopter. If you hear that, it means I won and they're coming to get you.
Yeah. If you are now rich, you have succeeded in life.
That's right.
And it is no longer your dream to be rich because you've accomplished it. What are you dreaming about? 1-800-330-9999. Emmy.
I mean, I have that family that there are rich cousins, but I didn't grow up with it. My husband and I both want the same thing I wanted in seventh grade. I want a house, I don't know, like three in the United States and one in Paris and an apartment in New York, but maybe in like nice Larchmont, like that.
Mm. So you dream of real estate.
Yeah, right.
If you're rich, you dream of having more real estate. I guess all these celebrities have all these multiple houses. They're like prizes.
Exactly. But then out in Wisconsin, like a ranch and a horse, and then when I want alone time,
yeah,
I'll just be like, Ron, just I need to go talk to the horse.
Yes, yeah. I also love Yellowstone. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Em.
Great.
Lynette, what do you think if you're rich you dream of?
Lots of options, like not having to go to work at 6:30 in the morning in the dark and just being able to volunteer doing what I love, things like that.
Yeah, options would be good. Like, I'd like the option, like, I'm so rich, if I wake up and I'm driving into work and it's dark and I don't want to be doing that, I just make the sun rise. That would be like an option that I would like, right? I'd be like, all right, sun, let's go.
I have this dream where sometimes I'm driving to work and I just want to keep driving and go to the zoo and sit and look at the gorillas.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird dream?
I mean, you could do it if you're rich. You're going to be unemployed at some point, but you know you're rich.
Yeah.
Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
That's right. I agree.
I think it's a better idea to just wake up the sun, but that's me. Donna, if you're rich, what are you dreaming about?
I would buy a global and I would take all our 12 grandchildren. We would all go on vacation. And I would have my husband's, one of his friends, fly, because they're all pilots. Mm. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
and I would also set up a house for dogs and animals.
I do love that. You just triggered something in my mind, is that if I'm rich, I'm hiring Sully, Sullenberger. I want that guy. He's my private pilot. I want him to go with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Me too.
Marjorie, if you're rich, what do you dream of?
I dream of traveling and having a cleaning service.
Yeah. A maid.
That's a good one. A chef as well.
Yeah, you know, so I always say if I win the Powerball, I'm going to hire a private chef who's also a hygienist, my barber, and, you know, would basically facilitate cleaning the house, too. And they could just live in the house.
Yeah, and they have to clean dishes after they cook.
Yeah. Oh, they do everything.
Thing. Yeah.
They do it all.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I have one friend who was a very famous comedian for a long time in this country, and she's rich. So I figured I'm going to call her and find out, what does she dream about now that she's retired?
Oh, I'm sure she would love to be exposed.
Yeah, it's coming up next. What do rich people dream about? 1-800-330-9999. I was thinking about that guy last week, won the Powerball jackpot, $1.7 billion. Mm. It was his dream always to be rich and to win. And he did. So now what? What do you dream about once you actually become rich and you don't have to worry about money anymore?
I was watching Wolf of Wall Street last week, and just to go to one of Jordan Belfort's parties, just one, and then leave, because if you didn't leave, you'd end up dead or in jail. But just to go to one would have been a lot of fun. Or go to a breakfast with Matthew McConaughey and have him say something weird like, anything like that.
I want J-Lo to be my friend for real.
Most Def coming over for brunch.
Yeah.
We're going to have brunch in the backyard.
1-800-330-9999. Tony, if you are already rich, what do you dream of now?
I think just, like, not getting attention. When you're rich, it's great, but everyone knows you're rich, and they come to you for stuff, they want to be friends with you. And I feel like you dream about just, like, getting rid of all that attention and almost just being normal, but yet still being rich. But rich, but normal.
You think that changes with age, Anna, or the amount of wealth that you have, right? You know, there's certain times in your life that you want somebody to notice your wealth, your looks, whatever it may be. And then you reach another point where you're like, leave me alone. I think it was jarring for me when I saw that Taylor Swift went to like a friend's wedding and it like shut down the town. Like,
well, that friend was Jack Antonoff, so he's a celebrity in his own right,
too. I know,
too.
But I mean, do you think they would have shut the town down just for his wedding? I mean, I feel like she came there and it like crippled like the highways.
Yeah.
At some point, I feel for people. And then there's other people that I'm like, oh, that's part of it. They got to put up with it. I'm just wondering for myself, personal question, like, where's that line where I feel bad for you and I don't feel bad for you?
Yeah, but
I've been on both sides.
I feel bad for Taylor. Like, you,
sure.
When you can't leave your house.
Oh, it's crazy.
Because you're that rich and famous.
Right. On the other hand, if I think of Elon Musk, I think he walks out of his house, hops into his private spaceship. He can go wherever he wants to.
Usually space.
And I'm just like, you know what? You got to deal with it, Elon, because you're the richest guy on the planet.
Joining us, it's my good friend Lisa Lampanelli, one of the most famous female comedians in the country, now retired and the former queen of mean.
Anna, you called me about such an appropriate topic.
Now, I don't know if all the audience knows this, but you are very, very rich.
Oh, wealthy beyond means. I must tell you, in my tiny little three-bedroom house, we laugh at all you poor people. And when I'm sitting in my compound, I chuckle and say, ah, ha, ha, should I fix the leak in the roof or should I just leave it for when I'm dead?
So, Lisa, now that you're so rich, what do you actually dream about? You had an incredible career. You are as famous as can be. You had all the money that came along with it. So now what's the dream?
I realize everything I dreamed about, being famous, being successful, has amounted to almost nothing. So what I dream about is, if I do have a dream, it's like, oh, I want to start a rescue for all the little doggies of the world. And then, I don't know, pay other people to do it because I don't really care that much. So pretty much I dream about having other people do all the work for me.
Okay.
I actually don't even have that many dreams anymore. I have literal nightmares. My big nightmare is that the tiny amount of money I've been able to squirrel away will be made off and I'll have to go back to doing stand-up, which would be the ultimate nightmare for me and probably the entire world. So, I mean, I think rich people don't dream. We just simply have nightmares.
Here's the thing. Poor people have those same dreams.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.